Good afternoon, Chairman. Stephen Mayne. My first question is, could any director who has read Gerald Stone's book, Who Killed Channel 9, please raise their hand? Okay. One. All right, thank you. My second question relates to the PBL media situation. I guess as a preliminary comment, I think the board should be congratulated for fetching $5 billion, selling Channel 9, ACP and the other smaller businesses at the very top of the market. That will go down as one of the great business decisions taken by any board in Australia when people look back at that decision. Now, when you read the press today after yesterday's decision, you get people telling us James doesn't have any interest in Channel 9, there's no emotional connection, this is it, it's over once and for all. Others say, oh no, James is going to repeat his father's move and he's going to buy back in for a song from the troubled current owners. I think given the way that everyone so publicly speculates all the time about the emotional connection or about the sentiment that our controlling shareholder and the founding family behind this company has to these assets, I think it's a reasonable question to ask for James to actually put on the record. Is it never ever? Can we say that this is it, that you would not be interested if it came back at a certain price? Or are we an opportunistic media company and if it came up at the right price, we'd look at it from a shareholder point of view? So is there an emotional element or is it straight business? And I guess the John Howard never ever question. Can you actually give us an answer on that one? Thanks.
It is an emotional day for a whole series of reasons. I think that when my father bought back into Channel 9, he bought back in at a time that the barriers against the traditional media businesses were different to the barriers today. So I would not say never ever, but I think that it is a different world, and the world of free-to-air television and magazines occupies a different place in the world than the place it occupied when my father bought Channel 9 back in the late 1980s.